will compete.
But you guys went through a similar process because you both thought about the NFL. Did you talk to each other about that decision?
We did. You know, I asked him, was he leaving? And he asked me the same thing, you know, and things played in the factor, but, you know, we both ended up deciding to stay. Probably one of the best decisions for both of us. We got to make the best of it.
Thanks, man.
Alvin, Ohio State and Wisconsin have a really fierce rivalry. 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
And that's not on the schedule this year because of the expansion. Are you going to miss that game being on the schedule?
Definitely.
And if so, what are you going to miss about it?
Definitely. Ohio State is a great team, you know. So when you play them, you know you have to bring your big boy pads, and it's kind of upsetting in a way not to play them because I haven't – every year I've played Ohio State, I haven't beat them since I've been here. Our only way to see them is in the Big Ten Championship. So, I mean, whoever gets there. You know, our goal is to get there. And see who we see. Hopefully it's them. Hopefully it's whoever. But it's a little disappointing because they got the best of us or best of me every year. And, I came out short last year against them. I didn't get to play the full game. But if I do get a chance to play them again, you know, I'll be ready to go.
Well, teammates are keeping you humble throughout all this. For instance, Kevin Stein over there just said he thought you were going on a safari.
Exactly. Exactly. He's hating on me, you know. But, you know, I got guys like that. That's, you know, no. People don't play into the role, you know. People don't play into, you know, they don't look at the media and be like, oh, he's this guy, he's that. You know, they give me a hard time, you know. And it really keeps me humble when I got guys like Rob Realright, Kenzel Doe and A.J. Jordan beat me in drills and things like that, you know. You used to win and everything, but, you know, you got some guys that are just as athletic, you know, and they beat me in things and they humble me in the weight room. Kenzel lifts more than me and I get ticked about it, but, you know, it's just little things like that that keep you humble, guys giving you a hard time. So it's things like that. And him talking about my jacket, so, you know me. So.
Is he qualified to get
Yeah, man.
Is he qualified to give fashion advice, Melvin? Is Robbie qualified to give fashion advice? And what are your thoughts on his entire day, huh?
I mean, he's fresh, man. He got a little swerve in his hair, you know. So he's looking like a little prep boy over there. So, you know, he's dressed nice. So I guess he got room to talk today.
Well, you might have to get him a large version of that one, and then get him the hat to go with it.
Yeah. Get him a kangaroo hat, you know, to set it off right with some nice shades.
No, but I know you were asked about Amir a couple questions ago. When did your relationship with him really start to grow?
I think. Probably my redshirt freshman year, it really started to take off. It's from freshman year though. You know, I seen him out there. He was just destroying the kick return game, the special teams game. And he obviously had to wait his time too, just like I did. You know, and I know it was just as hard for him as it was for me. But I think that's what, you know, understanding the struggle and being able to, you know, to understand we both had to sit out. You know, we kind of shared some things in that area and that nature. And, you know, I think that's what really, really got us tight.
Connect on Twitter or call each other? How often do you actually talk to him?
I talk to him every once in a while, you know. He'll hit me up. I hit him up. We'll talk over Twitter for a little bit. I told him last night, you know, there's about 2,000 fans waiting for him outside his room for his autograph, you know. So I tease him with little things like that every once in a while. Tell him he's a superstar of the Big Ten. So, So we get after each other a little bit. Huh? Man, I like one person, man. Not as many as him.
He just said it's not about Melvin Gordon. Yeah. Kind of deflected praise. Can we at least get you to admit how lucky you are to run behind that line?
Oh, man, I'm really lucky. Man. I won't shy away from saying that. You know, those guys are, like I said, they've been working hard, and I mean, just look at them. You know, they destroy things. They destroy things in the trenches. You know, and they really make my job a lot easier. You know, all I got to do is run and make some plays. But they get me through the tough part of play. And trenches are harder than you think. You know, those guys work hard, man. And I give my hats off to them and my fullback too. You know, I don't give him enough credit. Give him what he deserves. But he's really been helpful to me too, and definitely part of success in me being where I need to be, where I'm at today.
Could you talk real quickly about your relationship with Thomas Brown and how that's all going with him?
Yeah, It's going good. It's going good. You know, it was obviously a little tougher for me to get used to him just because I had the same coach for 3 years. Corey had Coach Hammock for one. So, you know, me and Coach Hammock had really built a relationship. He knew how I worked. You know, he knew how I operated. He knew it would get me going. You know, so it was a little tough for me to adjust to coach TB. So, it's been great though. You know, the transition has been good. You know, that spring was definitely needed with him. I think we work a lot better together. Than we did. I think we will in the fall. We'll work really great. He's a player coach too. You know, he understands. You know, he just says talk to him, go in there. His door is always open to us. Great coach. I love his drills. You know, he's been in the league, so he knows, you know, what's needed and what needed to be done. You know, so I definitely respect him, regardless of how old or young he is. You know, you got to respect a man that's been to places that you haven't. You know, so he's a great coach. You know, I'm excited to work with him throughout the year.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.